From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey is in shock following the bombing of a wedding ceremony that killed at least 51 people and wounded dozens. Dorian Jones reports.
All through Saturday night, ambulances rushed the wounded to hospitals across Gaziantep. Witnesses say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a packed street of people dancing and celebrating a wedding. Along with children, the bride and groom are reported to be among the dead in Turkey's worst terror attack this year. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said IS was the chief suspect, accusing the group of targeting Turkey's Kurdish minority and seeking to create ethnic divisions within the country. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Officials say at least 21 people were killed when two suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in the Somalian city of Galkayo. After the first explosion, a second bomber struck as first responders came to the aid of the victims of the first bombing. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Nairobi, Kenya, where he will hold talks with East African foreign ministers on ways to keep South Sudan from sliding into a civil war. Kerry plans to meet with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta before joining the other ministers for talks on how to maintain peace in the world's newest country. The leaders also plan to discuss the situation in Somalia, which is hoping the upcoming parliamentary and presidential elections will bring stability. Brazilian authorities seized the passports of at least six people following a raid on the office of the Irish Olympic team. The authorities are investigating the alleged sale of black market tickets to the Olympics. Phones and computers were also seized. This is VOA News. The president of the Philippines is threatening to withdraw his country from the United Nations, ridiculing the organization as useless.
I do not want to insult you, but maybe we'll just have to decide to separate from the United Nations.
President Rodrigo Duterte struck back against critics of his anti-drug campaign, which has led to the extrajudicial killings of hundreds of suspects. The leaders of Italy, France, and Germany plan to meet Monday in Italy to discuss the future of the European Union. It's the second such meeting since Britain's vote to leave the EU. The Israeli military responded Sunday with airstrikes and tank fire after Palestinian militants fired a rocket into the Israeli border town of Sderot. Israeli airstrikes hit a number of locations in the Gaza Strip. No serious injuries were reported on either side. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is making a new pitch to get the support of black and Latino voters. Trump is trailing badly behind Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton among minority voters. He told a crowd of supporters in Virginia Saturday that he realizes outreach to black voters is something the Republican Party must do better. Trump also met in New York with a group of Hispanics advising his campaign. National opinion surveys show Clinton with a huge lead among both black and Latino voters. Democratic candidate Clinton has been off the campaign trail for several days. She's concentrating her efforts on fundraising events. One of the country's top medical experts says the United States can expect the Zika virus to be around for as long as two more years. Dr. Anthony Fauci told ABC Television's This Week program Sunday that the Gulf Coast states are the place that are most vulnerable for the disease. Fauci is the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. A wind-driven fire in Central California has forced the closing of the historic Hearst Castle. The fire in the San Luis Obispo County has destroyed 48 structures and burned more than 8,000 hectares since August 13th. The blaze is about 4 kilometers from the popular tourist attraction that houses the art collection that once belonged to the late publisher William Randolph Hearst. The recovery effort is underway in Louisiana as flood victims are continuing their search for people who may have been trapped by floods. Many are beginning to clean and rebuild their houses. The American Red Cross describes the floods as the largest natural disaster to hit the United States since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. The floods have claimed the lives of at least 13 people and have damaged about 60,000 houses. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.